We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's Friday. It's time to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, good morning. Super Wild Card Weekend expanded. We now have a Monday game. How about that?
I just tweeted that Super Wild Card Weekend must now be referred to as Super Duper Wild Card
Weekend. I will start it over. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show. How about Super Duper Wild Card Weekend coming up?
Hey, it makes sense. Prime time is where the money is. That's where the biggest audiences are. That's where the highest advertising rates are. And I like it. Expand it to another day, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. I think it's great. And remember, even though you're going to have a winning team on Monday that will be playing on Sunday, because surely they won't have them play on Saturday of the next week, you avoid having a team that played on Sunday turn around and play on Saturday. Two teams are going to get the bump to Monday. They're going to pick up a little benefit here. They're going to pick up some extra preparation and rest coming out of week 17. So somebody's going to benefit. They'll pay for it on the back end if they win, but they're going to get extra time to get ready for the wild card game.
Hey, Mike, who gets that game? Does everybody make a sprint for that, or do they just go to good old NFL Network?
Oh, no, it'll be maximum audience, maximum money, maximum everything, and that'll be the most coveted game of Super Duper Wild Card Weekend.
I love Super Duper Wild Card
Weekend.
Sounds
funny.
I think you guys should just send every network's just going to send somebody into the fire pit, right? Whoever comes out alive is going to get that game. That's what it's going to be for that Monday night. Send Drew Brees in there.
No, whoever comes out with the biggest bag of money.
That's
who's going to get it. Money is going to talk. And really, I fully expect it to be on, even though ESPN has Monday Night Football, I fully expect it to be a three-letter network, big deal, major game, with 30 million people watching, and they may even handpick, you know, the game that they think is the best of the six for that spot.
Hey, Mike, I don't want to take away from Tom Brady going out to play the Rams this week, and which could be the best game of the week of all the games this weekend. But I got to tell you, man, your game next Sunday night, Tom Brady and his gang just keep giving. Alex Guerrero comes out and says you can't treat Tom Brady like he's 20 years old in his 40s and treat him like that around other players. And you got his father coming out saying stuff. My gosh, man, we are looking. Mike, I don't get into the numbers and stuff, but just watching off some of the ratings we've seen already, that thing could be just crazy. Tom Brady going back to New England, huh?
I think it's going to be the biggest regular season game in years. And it's rare that you enter a season anticipating a game like this. Usually the big game evolves, like the Bears-Dolphins game from 85. That wasn't a big game going into the season, but it became a big game because you get to December and the Bears are undefeated, and we think it's a Super Bowl preview. Obviously it wasn't, unfortunately. It would have been a hell of a lot better Super Bowl 20, but this is one where, and I'm glad it's early enough in the year because injuries aren't a factor. The teams aren't dramatically changing. This is going to be a huge game. I will say this, though. It's worth at least keeping an eye on the possibility of more Buccaneers players testing positive next week when they do their weekly COVID test, because Antonio Brown tested positive. It really would be something if Tom Brady ended up testing positive on Monday for not being able to play in the game.
That would be crazy.
Say that, right?
Hey, just a little follow-up with all this Tom Brady stuff. We were talking earlier because this Bill Belichick, he always says nice things about the quarterback. He's getting ready to play. Will he come out and say, hey, we had a great time and Tom and I won, you know, a lot of games together? I think the world – how far does he go on the stroke job with Tom Brady next week?
Oh, he'll go all in.
Okay.
Look, Bill Belichick is from that Bill Parcells school where and this is the old school, and I don't buy it. I don't think it works. The idea that if you praise someone, they're somehow going to go soft. You know, sometimes positive reinforcement gets the most out of someone. Some people respond better to that. And the idea that you withhold the praise and you rip Tom Brady and – that's one of the reasons why Tom Brady had to get out. 20 years of it was enough. I'm surprised he lasted 20 years in an environment like that where the coach is never going to give you the love you deserve because of some old school fear that doing so is going to cause you to become complacent and not give your ultimate best and be pissed off because the coach is mad at me or the coach – complained about the mistake I made and didn't say anything good about the 5 touchdown passes I threw. So I think that he will praise Brady without question. And then when Brady's finally retired, we'll hear endless praise from Bill Belichick about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to let you know how our week's going so far. Obviously, Tua gets hurt. He's out this week. Jacoby Brissett's in. We had a guest this week, Michael Lombardi, come on and kind of break down his thoughts. And before even Tua was drafted, he had – you know, whatever thoughts on Tua. But this was him from this week. I want you to listen and give your thoughts on this comment.
I think it's really good. I think you can. Because here's what I think we've seen. And I think if you're an objective Miami Dolphin fan and you're not just blinded, you see a quarterback who's undersized. Okay, that's A. You see a quarterback who doesn't have a powerful arm. That's a fact. You see a quarterback who's not lightning fast like Kyler Murray, right? You see a quarterback who's a great kid, who works hard, as Brian said before I came on the air, is tough. Now, you've got to ask yourself, what is the grade we could put on him? What level do we think he's going to be? Do you ever think Tua's going to be a top 15 quarterback in the league?
No.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. He doesn't have enough arm. He can't throw from the pocket. Everything's got to be – it's flats, swings, and crossers. That's what he throws. You can't make a living throwing that in the National Football League. He's easy to defend, you know? And then the fact that he doesn't have lightning speed to get away from the rushers like Kyler Murray. You know, Buddy Ryan said this. There's a place in football for the little man. It's just not in front of the big man. And I think that's true. I think that Tua's going to have durability issues. I mean, Boomer Esiason attacked me when he came out in the draft because I was being critical of his durability. What do you want me to do? I'm looking at his durability. He wasn't durable at Alabama. He hasn't been durable at Miami. He missed games last year. He's going to miss games this year. Like, you've got to be honest with yourself. Tell me what elite quality Tua has when you watch him play.
Yeah.
You can't tell me he has an elite skill. He's got good skills. He doesn't have elite skills. Now, can you win a Super Bowl with good skills? I don't think so.
All right, so that was Michael Lombardi on the whole Tua being injured and, you know, the fan base, of course, all fired up here as we got pounded pretty good by the Bills. You know, just your thoughts on the whole thing, Mike.
Well, there's definitely a segment of the fan base that a Dolphins fan I've known for years calls the Tua Mafia, which is ridiculously over-the-top defensive of Tua and ignores to look at what's right in front of them. And a lot of the stuff Lombardi said is accurate, and people don't want to accept that. One thing I've learned, and the light's finally come on for me after 20 years of doing this, some fans just get pissed off at you for saying out loud the things they're worried about. And I would say the loudest of the Tua defenders are the ones who know deep down he's not the guy. Deep down, for as nice as he is and all of his accomplishments at college, everything that he's done great, everything about him that there is to like, there's a fundamental difference between him and the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Whether it's arm strength, whether it's durability, it's the full package. And it dawned on me yesterday, because I think this Deshaun Watson thing is never going to go away until he's traded. Stephen Ross wants him. He wants Deshaun Watson the same way he wanted Joe Burrow, the same way he wanted Tua. He wants Deshaun Watson. At some point, I think Stephen Ross needs to go to Chris Greer and say, just get this done. And when Chris Greer says, well, we're three first-round picks plus, well, you know what? Look at 2020. Tua, Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghene. Wouldn't you put those guys in a box right now and put a bow on it and send it with other stuff for Deshaun Watson? There is such a different perception in the NFL of the value of the unused draft pick in round one versus what you ultimately get. Why not send a stack of unused lottery tickets to the Texans and let them try to turn it into good players? Let them try to pick the right guys and then develop them if you can swap it for a guy who's proven. That's how the Rams do things now. And I there's really a reason, in my view, to do this now. If they kick it until March, it's going to cost more because there's going to be other teams that come to that same conclusion, and they're going to be in the chase for Deshaun Watson, and the price is going to go up when you've got two, three, four teams bidding against each other. I think there's real value in Stephen Ross using the occasion of the Tua rib injury to say to Chris Greer and Brian Flores, hey, guys, look, I write the checks. I hold the paper. This is my team. We are doing this.
You know, I don't think he's done that yet. I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I just wonder what his frustration level is of coming and well, 81 years old.
Hey, Joe, billionaire's privilege is you don't have to give a direct order like that because the people who work for you should be smart enough to know what the boss wants
right.
without him having to say it. You know, I use this example all the time. If the boss comes through the front door and there's a bowl of Twix and he has a Twix and he says, well, that's the best candy I've ever had. Twix is going to be everywhere.
Wasn't expecting that, Mike. I was not. But by the way, very, very good. Very good stuff. And by the way, how about this one? Just how about all that Sam Darnold bashing has been going? All Sam's off to a 3-0 start and looking better at any point right now than he ever looked in that Jets uniform.
Well, when you have a defense like the Panthers have, when you have Christian McCaffrey, although they got it done without McCaffrey for most of the game last night. But, yeah, there's a chance that it was the Jets, not Sam Darnold. And this is one of the problems with – I don't want to get too far off onto this tangent. I'm not a big fan of the draft. I don't like the idea of and I know that this pisses a lot of people off, but I don't care. If you really sit down and think about it, the idea that as you're coming into a new profession, there are 32 companies out there, and they decide where you're going to go. You don't get to decide. This is a reason why it shouldn't be based on the worst teams having dibs. Because look at what happens. Some of the best prospects end up with bad organizations, and dysfunctional teams do dysfunctional things, and careers get ruined because the talented player is at the mercy of who the crap team is that's going to secure dibs on his rights. What if I don't want to live in New York? I went to USC. I want to play for the Rams. I want to stay on the West Coast. I want to live in Kansas City, wherever it is. So this is an example of what happens with this idea that we're going to inject competitive balance into the league by giving the worst teams the first picks, because those bad teams just keep spinning their wheels in the mud, ruining great players and forcing them to go somewhere else to get the most out of their careers. That's what we've seen with Darnold. We've seen it with others. I say all the time back in 99, if the Eagles had gotten Akili Smith and the Bengals had gotten Donovan McNabb, what would have happened? Would Smith have been a franchise quarterback for 10 years and McNabb have washed out of the league? Possibly. Where you go to start your career, especially as a quarterback, has a huge impact on how your career is going to go. And fortunately for Darnold, he got out of New York after 3 years. Yeah, they wanted to get rid of him, but so far it's looking like the best thing that could have happened to him.
I just heard when you were saying, I heard Archie Manning just going, you're right, that thing stinks. I got stuck in New Orleans forever. Mike, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Thank you.
See you guys.
All right, Mike Florio joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, listen, we got a lot more to get to. Brandon Jones, safety for the Miami Dolphins, going to join us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.